Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What side will Bill take on the biggest issues in the world of sports? It's time for today's edition of Buy or Sell on Writer Than You.
I'm going to ask you some questions, and I'm going to go real meta here, Tom. Hello, by the way.
Hey there, Bill.
I'm going to ask you a question about questions. I'm a big believer that what you do for a living, if you do it for a long time, shapes your personality and shapes your interactions. I was as Ross Tucker alluded to, how did he know that? I guess he listens to the show. All right, Ross, my guy. I spent many, many years of my life as a newspaper reporter carrying a notebook everywhere I went, writing down everybody's name. I can't remember anyone's name. Tim, it's not personal. I just can't do it. Yep. So it also impacts interactions. I ask a lot of questions. It's a reporter's habit. Buy or sell, you like my personality trait of asking lots of questions.
Buy.
You don't have to lie on this segment. You cannot lie on this segment.
Sell.
It's a lie-free zone. All right. Here come some more questions. I don't really care that you don't like it. Here come some more questions. You ready?
Nope.
I like the music that you do. Was that Mary J. Blige just a minute ago?
It was. Early 2000s Mary J.
But buy or sell, we should do a hump day special, I guess. We'll pick one day a week. Hump day special where we just play the music that I'm listening to that day.
Sell.
Okay. We're going to do it anyway. We sell.
Sounds like more work for me.
No, Nathaniel Ratliff, I'll send you all the tracks. That's what I'm listening to right now.
I got to record it. I got to put it in the system.
Okay. I want you to do this for me.
Okay.
Push the button for me.
Sell.
Thank you. Last one. This buy or sell, this is obnoxious. I, at CBS Sports HQ's headquarters here, up here where I'm at, there's a Glazo network. It's a bunch of soccer people. It's soccer players. It's buy or sell. Because I think it's obnoxious when people pull out their phone and go, look at my kid. Look at my wedding photos. But Henry might have scored a wonder goal over the weekend. I may or may not have shown 50 people. Buy or sell, that's okay.
Buy.
Is it?
You're talking to a fellow parent. I do the same thing, and I used to get so bothered by it when people would show. Before I had a kid.
In my defense, the way that I sort of did this is I told the Henry meeting Messi story and then started scoring goals. Like, that's amazing, really? I'm like, oh, yeah. That's and they're like, oh, do you want to see one? And even when they clearly with their face said no, like, here it is. It's, oh, wow, it's totally ready at the exact spot. Push play. No, look closer.
They totally said no with their face. Here's the goal anyway.
Let's go.
All right, Bill, let's get into buy or sell. And first things first.
Well, we are in buy or sell.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Well, that was buy.
We're going to get to the questions that, you know.
Why are you putting my questions? Why are you carving them off from the pack?
I shouldn't have done that. You know what?
The
sell
herd.
Me. Sell me.
Sell.
three wounded gazelle is what you're telling me that don't belong.
Bill, it's a double whammy because shame on me again. I haven't wished you a happy anniversary this morning.
I don't want to know what, dude. I don't have it. I don't have it in me. Wherever you're going.
Today is the 1 year anniversary of the New York Jets trading for your guy, Aaron Rodgers. You're a big Aaron Rodgers guy.
That's fine. I thought you were going to, I don't know where you're going, but I thought it was going to be much meaner.
Bill, by yourself, the Jets should regret trading for Aaron Rodgers.
Wow, that's an outstanding question. Bye. Here's why.
Bye.
Here's why. Had the Jets just tanked, they would now be drafting where? In the top three? In the top two? In the top one? But I do the bye with a little hesitation. Aaron Rodgers making an AFC championship game for the Jets would be a massive success. And there's a world where that could happen. I don't think it will. I think the AFC is too difficult. But the likely outcome feels like injury or disappointment. And part of it is, if it goes badly, it's going to go toxically bad.
Speaking of going badly, another one of your guys, Jerry Jones, rest assured, told us yesterday that Dallas Cowboys are working on a deal for Dak Prescott. But you know he had to say it in his own Jerry Jones type of way.
You may be working on it and not moving anything but your eyebrows. Who in the world would think that we're not working on it? I work on it. It pops open at 2 in the morning sometimes. What you're actually question is why don't you have something done and negotiated and put in the drawer? Well, we'd like to see some more leaves fall. We'd like to see some more action.
I can't get through that without laughing. Bill, buy or sell the point Jerry Jones was attempting to make.
I'll buy the point.
Buy.
Hell, I'll buy the eyebrows attempt. Who am I to criticize a random metaphory thing that doesn't quite work, but you're like, yeah, sort of. I guess that was interesting. I mean, the 2 in the morning thing is, are you okay? You should be sleeping at 2 in the morning,
maybe he's
Jerry.
Maybe he's got potty time like me.
It's a weird thing for you.
It's a very real thing, though.
A whole lot. I know. I know when to reach you.
Sad, but oh so true.
Buy or sell, when you got up yesterday for your nighttime potty time, you thought of me and laughed that I was still working.
Buy.
Oh, my God. Did you really?
And I always go to my phone with like one eye open and be like, did he text me? Massive breaking news happened. What's going on?
Buy or sell, I should just start doing like, oh, my God, you see the breaking news. Just so you have to look at it.
Sell. No, because you know when that does happen? Like, I am then awake because I will look into the story that you texted me about. And then I'm awake in the middle of the night. Yeah.
That's part of the gag.
Yeah, you're a good friend if I haven't told you before.
I'm a great friend.
All right, Bill, let's continue in the NFL here. The Raiders have reportedly called the Washington Commanders about their interest, or lack thereof, in trading the number 2 overall pick. Now, the Raiders themselves have the number 13 pick tomorrow night, as they're still searching for a franchise quarterback under new head coach Antonio Pierce. And oh, by the way, Bill, the Raiders haven't won a playoff game since 2002. Only the Miami Dolphins have a longer drought. Bill, buy or sell, the Raiders are in no man's land tomorrow night with the number 13 pick.
I mean, I'll sell, just in the sense that, yes, you're right, but you can, I was thinking about this talking to Ross, and I didn't have time to get to it, because we focus so much on quarterbacks, and now we focus on guys at the skill positions, or maybe edge rushers, but the draft is an opportunity to fill out your roster in ways that are impactful, and the successful front offices can find guys. They can find guys in the third round, the fourth round. There are difference makers across the draft. The Raiders are not going to fix their situation, especially in the AFC West, but at all with the 13th pick or the 7th pick. I'm not even sure the first pick would. Maybe it might, right? Like, it depends if the quarterback hits. It's not a guarantee. So this is slow and steady wins the race. They are the tortoise, not the hare. Draft well. You don't need to draft for need because you need everything. Draft the best football player or close to it that's on the board. And in a few years, look back and say, this is where we started putting together a roster that could win. The quarterback's not going to be there now. It'll be there someday. but there are plenty of other things that they can address with that pick and the picks that follow.
Bill, let's go from the NFL to college football. Five-star defensive back Cormani McClain is transferring out of Colorado. And, Bill, he was the highest-rated recruit to sign with Deion since Deion took the head coaching job at Colorado. Now, of course, McClain, as you know, saw very little playing time last season. And on his way out the door, well, he took a little jab at Deion and the Buffaloes.
I'm just ready to bring the old version of me out and change the narrative of everyone's thinking on my name. Be a part of a real and a great program that's going to impact me at my best ability. I feel like I just don't want to play for the Clips. I actually want to be involved with a great leading program that's going to develop players.
Ouch. Bill, buy or sell Colorado has lost all the goodwill that they built up at the start of last season.
Buy, 100% buy.
Buy.
There's an expression that's really interesting that I'm going to get wrong. But it's basically if there's always a problem and you're always around it, maybe it's you that's the problem. Okay, this kid or that young man or that player or that person or that coach needs to transfer out or sit or work harder or be demoted. But when it's a constant revolving door of people that are frustrated and people that are angry and people that are leaving and people that feel disrespected, that sounds like a you problem. That sounds like a Colorado Deion problem. Now, I've doubted him before, so has everyone else, and he obviously has had real success to start. So I'm interested to see how this comes out. His answer is, I don't do it the same way as everybody else, and if that's fair and true, and he does it in a successfully different way, then our ability to evaluate is going to be limited because we don't know, we haven't seen this part of this process, this approach. But yeah, I'm highly skeptical. I think many people are, and I'll say this too. I don't know the details of that young man's situation. We've all potentially been in positions where we feel like we had a chance at something and circumstances maybe beyond our control limited that. Rooting for him. Because these dudes, a guy of that recruitment level is hoping and planning to play and make a living doing it. That is his goal. And I hope he's able to find that away from Colorado. That path.
Hoopier than thou. Let's get to some NBA here, Bill. 76ers point guard Tyrese Maxey won Most Improved Player of the Year yesterday. Now, in his fourth season in the league this year, Maxey averaged career highs across the board, nearly 26 points per game to go along with 4 rebounds and 6 assists. Bill, buy or sell Tyrese Maxey's style of play is a better fit with Joel Embiid than James Harden's style ever was.
Buy. I think it is.
Buy.
Maxey's amazing. And there also just feels like there's a trust there, and I wonder if it's part of its style. And part of it is Harden came in as a superstar in his own right and had to learn to meld with Embiid. And Maxey came in as just a guy and was able to grow into that player in front of Embiid. And maybe there's a different relationship, big brother, little brother, respect level. Embiid seeing him do the things in practice that it, now we're seeing usually translates to a different kind of this is my guy mentality. But yes, better fit, I think, for a variety of reasons.
It's time for No Context Buy or Sell.
Just got one for you today, Bill. Buy or sell the NBA needs to release 2-minute reports.
Sell. They're so stupid. I'm with
sell.
You that they're stupid. I mean, their argument is transparency because of their embracing of gambling, and they want to be transparent, which I understand. But transparency only works if you're willing to address the transparent flaws that you are broadcasting again and again and again. Because all this does is just dredge up a bunch of frustration. Last 2-minute report of the Sixers-Knicks game basically said Sixers got totally screwed. That's the report. That's the report. And nothing's going to come of it. So you try to work on the officiating being better. But it's, yeah, I hate it. It's dumb. It's dumb without results, and this keeps happening.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear.
We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.